Welcome to Advise Show Radio, the station that brings you intense discussions about the hottest topics. Make sure you join us by calling in at 347-996-3350. Now, here are your hosts, Gabriella and The Advise Show.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the show for this week. It is January 13th, 2013. Miss Gabriella, that time is flying by. What? Didn't New Year just come by?
Yep.
And now it's already the 13th?
I was just thinking that. It's all, the end of the month. I mean, it's almost February, you think about it.
Yeah, for real. I mean, like, where is the time going? It won't be long to the Super Bowl. Everybody will be having Super Bowl parties and stuff like that. But tonight's topic, we want to get into that, is interracial marriage. You want to talk about that? We got a few people that say they want to call in, talk to us about it. So we'll definitely, you know, let them in when they want to get in contact with us to talk about these different topics on the show. There's a lot of variations in interracial marriage than just the marriage itself. So, Ms. Gabriella, you got anything that you want to say, talk about, whatever, before we get into the show?
I mean, I actually wanted to share my interracial dating experience because that was pretty recent.
Okay, but I'm talking about, like, you got any announcements?
Announcements. The only announcement I have so far is that I'm working with a new hair company. It's called The Virgin Hair Shop. And as you guys know, I support black businesses, and this is ran by a black business owner. She owns a shop in Raleigh, North Carolina. And all you have to do is Google The Virgin Hair Shop, and pretty soon, once you get on the site and if you decide that you want to order virgin hair, which is way better than the stuff that you'll find sold at these, you know, the ghetto beauty supply stores, make sure that you mention my name for a discount.
All right. Mention Ms. Gabriella's name for a discount. Now, you know, I want to, you know, bring my little chime in, a few things I want to say. The other day, I want to talk about this on the show. I posted a video to my YouTube channel, and it was, I don't know if Ms. Gabriella seen it, it was the news reporter that, you know, just went ham. You remember that, right, Ms. Gabriella?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hell yeah, that was funny.
That was funny. Now, see, that was your reaction. That was my reaction. I watched a particular video 7-8 times before I even decided to post that to YouTube. So this is the thing. This is what I want to talk about before we start this show. I posted it fine. I laughed. Anybody I showed it to laughed. Fine. So I titled the video "News Anchor Unleashed Inner Hood Rat" on that live TV. Whatever.
Yeah, I
found
the comments. People were tripping. They're like, "Oh, she's
they
not
were
a
tripping.
Hood.
They were tripping out because I put inner hood rat, and I'm like, she's not a hood rat. You were talking about black women, and I say, what for a 31-second video? You got people coming at me on Facebook talking about it because I put a title in a video. I didn't even make a commentary. I can understand if I went off on her and called the names and everything else in the commentary. No, I just left the video how it was. And people were having, you know, just a plumb conniptsy fit. Here's the thing. I said, have a sense of humor. Guys, it's like, yes, I'm going to title videos a certain way sometime to get your attention. Like I told this one female, she got mad about it. She was saying all kind of other stuff. I said, listen, if I would have titled it News Anchor Slips Up on TV, most of you are like, okay, whatever. But if you titled it News Anchor Unleashed Inner Hood Rat, most of you are like, what is this talking about? And they're going to go look at it. I have hood stuff in me, too. I let out my ghetto side a lot in my videos. So what? One person say, you're not the articulate yourself. So what? I'm not the oracle of the English language either. Who cares? I do okay with my country self. So I just want to put that out there. Have a sense of humor. I do. Just because I do that serious commentary don't mean I like to laugh. I mean, one person told me, it's nothing against them, I'm disappointed in you. You don't know me to be disappointed in me.
Oh, come on.
You don't know me. Yeah, all this stuff I'm reading in the comment section on this video, I'm like, what? You know, I'm like Lil Jon on that. Like, what? Like, seriously? But anyway, I just wanted to get that little out before I get started with this show because some people are just so uptight. Well, you know, hood rat.
Hey, you can't laugh.
Yeah, hood fat.
You can't laugh at. Like, people these days are just a little too sensitive. Like, you can't sometimes it feels like you can't even say anything without people tripping. Like one time I had posted this picture. I remember when you posted that picture about, I think it was like the Real Housewives of Section 8 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember that. You had posted it and you said it went off on you.
Yeah, they went off of me. They were tripping, so I just deleted it. I was like, I don't feel like dealing with this. Because then people were like, oh, you're disrespecting black women, and how dare you, and how, you know, how could you say this about black women? I was like, I'm not making fun of black women. I'm making fun of hood rats. Those were some real nasty, greasy, slimy-looking hood rats, and I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it was funny because you shared that picture with me. I thought it was funny. Now, the people on my page laughed, and they said, is this seriously going to be a show on TV? And I was like, you know what? I said, no, but it would have been, I think it would have been funny. It would have been good entertainment. You know, but some people, like, you need to stop being so, like, uptight. Like, live a little. It's okay. It's a time for everything. It's a time to be serious, and I will be serious with you. And it's a time to laugh. I mean, everything don't have to be serious 24/7. You live your life too stressed out like that, you're going to die before your time. Now, let's get into the topic. Ms. Gabriella, interracial marriage. Okay,
Can I share my experience now?
Okay, go ahead. Share your experience.
Thank you.
Okay, so I went on a date with this guy. He's half Indian, half white. And if you had seen the looks, like nobody else said anything about it, but the looks on black women's faces, it was hilarious.
Black women?
Yeah, it was actually older black women, and then black men, they were just like, I don't care. She on a date, whatever. And, like, they didn't seem to care, but then the black women, they were making all kind of faces at me, looking me up and down, like, how dare she go on a date with, you know, there's all these fine black men out here, why are you dating him, and blah, blah, blah. Like, that's the kind of vibe I was getting from them. They kept looking over at me and then trying to get their husband or whoever they were with to pay attention to me. I was like, why? Nobody else in the restaurant cared except them. And it was just older black women, like, in their 40s.
And that's the thing. Now, let me ask you a question. Did they have a man with them?
Yeah.
Okay, so why they worry about you?
That's what I'm saying. Eat your meal and go home.
Yeah, it's like that's stupid.
But even then, I mean, I've dated other men outside of my race before, and I would always have, it would always be like black women having an issue with it. Nobody else, but then for the most part, nobody else seemed to care. Because, the way I see it, if somebody else is happy living their life, why does that bother you?
I don't get why it bothers anybody. I mean, my thing is, only person I'm worried about is myself. That's it. I can't worry about what. So, man, this is my thing, and that's stupid. Okay, I'm walking around my wife. Why am I going to cut eyes at a black woman because who she with? I mean, seriously, think about that. And they got people that do that. Like you said, they with somebody, and they cutting eyes at you. Wouldn't, like, the person you with would be like, why you care? What you worry about their business for?
You want them?
Yeah, exactly. Like, why do you care? Like, my thing is, if you like it, I love it. You happy? I'm happy for you, bro. Sister, whatever you are, I'm cool with that. Now, like I said, my experience, like I said, yeah, black women have cut eyes. At least I've seen them here and there, but my wife has seen a lot more of black women cutting eyes at her, you know. And the thing is, I don't get why they, you know, doing that. You know, like I said, my wife's Hispanic.
You take my black,
yeah,
black,
like I said, because when you sing, the thing is, when you were single, where your behind was at? So I'm married, I'm happy, I'm loving my life. You know, why you mad? Why you hating? But 9 out of 10, them females ain't got nobody.
Exactly.
They don't have nobody, and they mad, and they got that stuff in their head. Oh, well, you know, the only reason she with him is because, you know, he must got some money, or he got this, or he got that. Because a lot of sisters are programmed to think that way. The only time that we,
because their mothers will poison them with that kind of stuff. That's why.
Yeah, because a lot of times they think, you know, that the moment we get some sort of degree of success as black men, we, you know, we are quicker to, you know, marry, you know, outside our race or whatever. Like, the thing is, studies have even showed that black men who have higher income levels a lot of times are around more non-black women anyway, due to the education, due to what they're doing. So if you're naturally around other groups of people too long, eventually you may meet somebody that's, you know, cool, that you get along with or whatever, and what is wrong with that? I don't see an issue with that at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is it to you? Now, from what I was reading on this research, they was talking about, now when it comes to at least to black folks, I can't speak about other races, but, you know, black men, yes, they do marry outside their race, like, definitely more than black women, because black women doing it as a 9% rate, and black men, at least from this study, was doing it at a 24% rate, marrying outside, you know, their community. But I really don't see an issue with that. Now, but I want to throw a dynamic in there also. The problem that I was reading from this particular study, the one actually the union that has the highest breakup rate, highest divorce rate, is actually when anybody marries a white woman. You are 41% guaranteed to get a divorce. When you marry a white woman, you know, you're not a white person. Now, Ms. Gabriella, why is that?
I just think it's just a cultural thing, because growing up in a family where, I mean, just because people are the same from the same country, I guess, doesn't mean that they have the same mindset. For example, my mom is Black American and my stepdad is Black African, but a Black American and an African person are two totally different people, if you really understand. I mean, you know how it is, because their culture is different, their background is different. So I think that's the reason why the marriages end up failing, because the way that you see the world is different. Like, you can't compare the life, the upbringing and the lifestyle of a black man to the upbringing and the lifestyle of a white woman. It just doesn't, I mean, yes, you guys may have a lot in common. You might love each other a lot, but when it comes to the way that you want to raise your kids, or if it comes to how you manage money, I mean, there's so many different things that might play into that. And then there's the fact that maybe some women might just get sick of people just cutting eyes at them and trying to sabotage the relationship. Because oftentimes, when I've seen a lot of interracial couples that are happy, but then they'll always have somebody who's going to want to come in and try to ruin the relationship. So she could take the black man.
Well,
it just happened.
And the thing is, at least on the, like, just from my observation, is that white women are literally ostracized for dating or marrying, especially a black man. I've noticed that they can, you know, marry Hispanic men. They don't ostracize as much. Asian men, they don't ostracize. But the moment they marry a black man, that's like public enemy number one. We are like the nemesis of white males when it comes to the area of dating their women. They don't want us at all with none of them, because it's like they just have a thing about that. Not a black man.
So it's when a white woman.
The thing is that I don't understand when white women don't call their hand on that and, like, call them to the carpet and say, wait a minute. Every time I look up, you with an Asian woman, because that's the main female white man go after, is an Asian woman. I mean, the studies even prove it.
Yeah, they do.
They go, if they're not with a white woman, they go with an Asian woman. But yet, white women are cutting eyes at them, or calling them sellouts, or calling them names, or treating them bad, or casting them out of the white community. You don't see that. And that's why I try to tell white women, I think you need to get a little bit more pissed off about that. Why is it that they can do it, but you can't do it? I say that's why y'all had to create feminism, at least for y'allself. I don't know why black women even join that crap, because that's just been nothing but a detriment to our community. But the thing is, you know, white men shouldn't be able to get away with anything they want to do without their hand being called, you know, even with that situation as well. Now, you know, when you decide to, like say, you meet somebody, you get married, whatever, right? The things that's going to come into play, you like you putting together two cultures, like say, of course, a relationship is a relationship, okay? And it's no different, you know, whatever color you are. The only thing that comes into play is like family. And if the family is cool with the situation, because family can make it great, family can make it like just a great blending of two cultures, or family can make it difficult. But you got some family that will cast out a woman, you know, don't want to see the kids. Because I noticed the men don't care. Like, the men like, oh, screw you, whatever, I ain't worried about you. You know, and they go on with their life. But I noticed they do that to the women. You know, I was reading stories that some women get beat up by their fathers for, like, especially, you know, a lot of times white girls that I've heard, and maybe even some Hispanic girls, I heard those stories too. Their fathers beat them up because they date black guy or whatever, don't want to speak to them or whatever. Like, we, like, black men are public enemy number one. And a lot of that comes from the propaganda in the media too. And all they do is show all this stuff about us. We not shown as, you know, middle-class people. We aren't just showing as successful. We aren't showing as good fathers that love our kids. We just showing like the Lil Wayne's of the world. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
All we do is make babies and stuff. Let me see. I got this one call on the line. Let me go ahead and see if I can answer that. Area code 281, you're on the show.
How you doing? This is Derek.
Oh, what's up, bro?
Really? You had to call
me. How you doing?
Right, Ms. Gabriella, we are not rude to any of our guests, even if we know.
Okay.
So Derek, what's going on, my brother?
It's going good. I'm walking up to the gym, and I remember the show was about to start, and it was on a good topic that hits home.
All right. Before I get started with that.
Why don't you share your experience?
But before I get started with that, man, what was up with that superhero suit you posted on my page, man? They're like a superhero suit.
Oh, man. It's like a weighted vest, but it's more movable. You know, kind of like, you know how Batman's suit is? He can move around.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like Batman for everyone that's listening, but it just gives you that feel. But it's kind of like working out with extra weight on and still having mobility.
Oh, okay. Like I said, it looked like a superhero suit to me. That's what I want to tell you that. Now, your experience. Have you been dating or you considered marrying any female of a different race? So, number one, what race was it?
Okay. I've been in quite a few of those. But the closest one I had.
So you're an interracial relationship connoisseur. That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm the type, I just like women, but it just so happened they weren't black.
Okay. All right, the first chick you ever dated that wasn't black, what race was she?
She was Hispanic.
She was Hispanic,
And how did that go? Well, she was the type of Hispanic that looks black, but they aren't. Yeah. Uh-huh. And I had to teach and learn Spanish and learn the I could only speak Spanish, and I was at that house. So from junior high to high school, I was really fluent in Spanish because that was the only way her family would accept me. If I spoke English, I got in trouble. I had to go home.
Wow. Okay. So was you with the prom or something with that girl? Or you was dating her for a while or what?
I dated her off and on for a little while and then left when I went to college because she was on some stuff about me not for her not wanting me to go to college, and I didn't like that.
Yeah,
I was like,
well, if you can't progress in life, if she can't progress with you, then I agree with you on that. All right, you get to college, whatever. Have you ever been in a long term relationship with a chick out, you know, that's not black, long term?
Yes.
Okay, and she was Hispanic as well, or white?
She was white.
She was white. And now, how did that work? You being a black man, how did that work?
Oh man. I actually changed the view of black people to her family.
Uh-huh.
Now she's like a good friend, but they would have never let her marry anyone outside of the race before she had gotten to know me. And that was tough because a lot of times I wouldn't be able to take her out. I wouldn't be able to come over when certain family members came through. You know, other family members, they would slip at the tongue and say something they shouldn't say in front of me. Just a whole lot of unnecessary problems. And then it didn't help that I was young and black. So they thought I was a little thug, even though I didn't dress like one or act like one.
Yeah.
And that was probably the biggest thing was they were still on that racist, you know, we don't want our pure baby dating some black jigaboo, you know. I was actually called that at one time. So.
Yes, and that's crazy because, see, you know, I have never been really approached calling the name like that because I got plenty of mouths for you and plenty of names for you. Call me a name like that. I'm like, call me a name. I'm ready. I say, shoot, give you some good verbal abuse. Shoot. But, okay, so now do you feel that you're more attracted to, you know, what, Hispanic women or white women? You say you like women, but usually you're going to lean toward one or the other a little bit more. Correct?
Well, Well, before I went to Prairie View A&M University, it would have been
Hispanic. Oh, that's all black over there.
Yeah, I changed after college.
Changed after college? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Changed after college, and I haven't really looked back, but it's there. I mean, now that I'm, I guess you could say, successful, a lot of those same ones come up to me now when I go to church. I go somewhere, oh, how are you and my daughter doing? Have y'all been around each other lately? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And they be trying to put me with them because they hear about what I've been doing and what I'm doing now. And now all of them, the white families, Hispanic families, African families, they're trying to throw their daughters on me, but that ship has sailed.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, my brother. I mean, I hear you. So you say you've been dating black women, but you still give anybody a chance. Is that where you at?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, let me get to some of these other calls, brother. But let me see if there's somebody in real quick.
Okay, cool.
Area code 832, you're on the show.
What's up, man? It's Steve the Dean Williams, baby.
Oh, what's going on, bro?
Hey, man, you know I had to come in and talk about this because, you know, I am in a great interracial marriage and everything. Last black chick I had was in the early 90s when she hit me with a ketchup bottle, broke my Prince records, and called the police on me. That was the last one I ever dated.
Woman, hold on. So you say the last black woman you dated was in the 90s. She hit you with a ketchup bottle?
Yeah, not the plastic one, the one that was like the glass one back in the day. Yeah, and broke my Prince records. And busted up my VH, my Donnie Simpson BET Video Soul VHS tapes.
Oh no, she
and
had to go.
Then called the police on me.
She had to go
for no, and it wasn't even my fault.
She had to go, not Donnie Simpson.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They don't make shows like Video Soul no more.
Hey, with Johnny Simpson and Sherry Carter, dog. Those are the old joints. Video Soul.
Wow. So okay, you met your wife. Like, what race is your wife?
My wife is Aryan white. Just playing.
Okay,
white. She's
so,
white.
Wow, you brought up the Aryan side. Wow.
I'm just playing with you. No, she's white.
So okay, all right. So you've been married, well, how many years now?
I've known her for 15, married 14.
Okay, been married 14 years. And have you dealt with any, like, looks, stares, people run off at the mouth, you know, about your, you know, relationship? I mean, on either side, either black.
Here's the thing. She could be blue or green with three eyes and whatever, right? I'm a man at the end of the day, so
yeah,
I don't get those things because I'm the kind of individual that if you have a problem with me, we're gonna take it behind the woodshed or we're gonna handle it right there. I'm the kind of individual that doesn't care about what people think about me. You know, I don't care if my happiness upsets you, kind of person. So mm-hmm. I'm sure I do get the looks. Well, I usually get the looks from the black chicks a lot, but what I do when I notice I get those looks, I hug my wife a little bit tighter, or I kiss her, or I rub my nose on her, you know, and grab her butt or something like that, just to piss them off just that little bit more. Let's have fun with it. Why not? What's so fun? I'm serious. Let's have fun with this.
Wow. So you just look to piss them off when you catch them looking.
Well, it's not to piss them off. It's like you notice them looking, and then, and it's like, okay, well, I put my hands through my wife's natural long blonde hair. That's not fake. I'll rub her fingernails. That's not fake. I'll kiss her. I do all that just to show them that, look, I'm happy. I'm good. I mean, y'all can have the sisters. And, again, there's nothing wrong with most of them. Well, no, some of them. There's a small percent of black women out there, black ladies, I'd say, out there that are traditional, have good values that I would say are great women to date and marry. But these other women today, no, man, come on, man. They're not even worth a ring.
Well, you heard it here first. Now, I'm asking something about the children, you know, because I know you have children. when you had children. Because, you know, no matter what, you know, what race your wife is, if you touch that woman, that's going to be black kids, period. You
yeah,
know it.
Kids,
not
right, 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 right.
So how did that go with the child rearing?
Well, it's no different from any other rearing. Only difference is that I make beautiful kids. So, you know, my sons are getting hit on from every race of women out there. I mean, my son's like 13 years old, but all the women think he's cute. They love his eyes, his personality. You know how it is. He have a mixed group. I call him a mutt, you know, to be nice. But he's mixed, and, you know, he look good, and the girls love him. You know, I can't take him anywhere without girls looking at him. But, you know, we always get to have beautiful kids. That's one of the things we always got from the get-go. Wherever we go, they're either well-mannered or they're beautiful kids.
Okay. All right, good deal. So you're her family, your family, you have no issues with the family?
Oh, no. I don't have it. Again, if you have a problem with me, that's your problem. Yeah, and that's just how I feel. I don't care what you think, because you're not in control of me. If you don't like me, you know, you can just do your own thing. I don't need to be around you. But the thing that I learned from her side of the family is things I never discovered ever with any other race. I mean, I've been with Afghan women, Pakistan, Russian, Japanese, Filipino. I've been around the block. But what I learned from her family is, like, Christmas time, or birthdays, they give unbirthday gifts. I mean, it's like, so no one feels left out. So it's like, it's like you came over and it was my birthday, you would get a birthday, unbirthday gift card. I mean, that's the kind of people they are. So I learned some new things.
All right.
They're pretty cool. They laid back.
Okay. That's a good experience. Well, Steve, I appreciate you calling, man. I need to move on with these other callers. I got a lot of people in the queue today who want to talk about this particular topic. But
all day, man. Just supporting you, big dog.
Yeah, all right, brother. Yeah, you stay into it.
All right, man.
All right. Eric 310, you on the show.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How you doing today?
I'm all right. What's your mindset on interracial marriage?
Our interracial marriage is great. I've been with my wife for about a year and a half now. I'm Italian-Irish. I got a question for you. She's black, but she says she's brown. And
okay.
Also says she's stolen.
She's what?
She says she's stolen people.
Okay, I don't get that. What are you talking about? Are you Irish? She's black. Well, I mean, okay, whatever how she identifies herself.
I say
okay,
she's black. She says she's brown. Is there a difference?
Okay. That's personal interpretation. What's your opinion about the topic itself?
Oh, it's great. It's great. I think it's a good thing, you know?
Okay.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it, and I think more people should try it and bring it more out into the open.
I don't see why not. It was 2014. You know, hey, now, you being a white person, do white women tell you anything about being with a black woman?
Never had any problem with that.
Nobody
never had a problem. Not at all. So let me ask you a question. Since you're a white person, why do you feel white men tell white women something about marrying or dating interracial, but they won't say nothing to you? Why is that?
Maybe they're jealous.
Jealousy?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Because, I mean, they really get ridiculed for it more than others. But like I said, man, I appreciate you joining me, letting me know how you feel. I got to move on to other callers that are sitting on the queue. But thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, let's see. We'll try to get who's in order. Error code 910, you're on the show. Well, I'm sorry, 912, you're on the show.
Yes, first of all, I want to say that I have absolutely nothing against interracial marriage. Or, you know, what have you. I have two sisters that's married interracial. I have a host of friends and cousins that's married interracial. Out of my friends and my friends, I'm probably about the only one that married within my race. So I have no problem with it. But I will say this right here. It's not all rosy with black women. They get a lot of
negativity. Also, I just read something over the weekend. I got a cold, so excuse me. From Tamara Mori, I think you could be on Tia and Tamara. It was just this past weekend. She was reported as having negative comments against her interracial marriage.
Yes, I agree with that. And me and Ms. Gabriella was discussing that before the show.
And then not only that, let me finish. What about the black lady that's in Atlanta, you know, that had the Q-ring, jungle fever written on it? And there have been black women that have actually been attacked and been actually, a Marine couple a couple of years ago that was killed, you know, for interracial marriage. So, like, where black men, they get, you know, the looks, black women sometimes physically have gotten attacked for it. And, you know, when I heard about Tamara, I was like, oh, my God. And as far as, like, what the other guy was talking about earlier about, you know, black women, you know, being jealous and stuff like that, most black women nowadays don't feel like that. I mean, I know I don't, but I cannot tell you. When I go to Walmart or what have you, and I'm out, you know, just minding my business, nothing irritates me more than to see people, you know, to try to solicit your, you know, to get a response from you. And I'm thinking to myself, this is so crazy. This is 2014.
Well, okay, let me ask you a question about that. Who is trying to solicit a response from you, and what are they doing to get this response?
I'm not saying all of them do it. You know,
I didn't accuse you
to be honest with you, a lot of time, you know, I have seen, you know, like, time will be honest with you, sometimes it has been black guys. And I'm like, why? I said, this is 2014. I said, you know, I have friends. I mean, I love to see people happy. It doesn't matter about the race. You know, if you love that person and you're happy about that person, it shouldn't matter what color they are. Because, I mean, you know, it's all in my friends and all in my family, so it doesn't matter with me. But, you know, but I just think that it's so sad, going back to Tamara Mori, you know, that is so sad. It's 2014. Why do people care? It is really nobody's business who people are with. If that's what
I agree with you. That's their business, because at the end of the day, like I said before, I'm only worried about who I'm with. I ain't worried about whoever.
Yeah, And I can't stand, and I'm pretty sure that, you know, black men have experienced the same thing from black women, you know, doing, and it's not that much that people do that, and I'm not going to say all of them do it, but, you know, but you do see it every once in a while. And, you know, when I see stuff like that, I think to myself, this person really cannot be really happy with the person they're with, because if you love someone, it should not matter. I believe that you should choose character over color. Because
exactly.
you can have a person that you may, you know, be the same color, but y'all have nothing in common. So why should you be with a person that you have nothing in common just because of the race? That's crazy. You know, I mean, I happen to have found a black guy that I have something in common with, but had I not found, he not had anything in common with me, that would have never been an option. As far as him talking about earlier, I have natural hair. I have, you know, I can't stand weave and anything like that. But, you know, I don't think that the majority of men, there may be some, there, to be honest, there are some black women that still have that mentality. But a lot of them, they don't. And the same thing with the men. I think that we put too much emphasis on color instead of just the race. I mean, just the, you know, the character of the person.
But the thing is, sister, about the color, it's not black people's fault. Really, it's not, because they didn't create the racism that felt, you know, that fuels that. We really didn't.
Well,
or really,
true.
No minority group created that. I mean, this was institutionalized racism that was started ever since, you know, we got here, at least, and even the Native Americans when, you know, they came over here trying to do stuff to them. So that racism, it's all built within racism, why we all have issues with race. Because that bigotry is like part of America's foundation. And unfortunately, bigotry is in everything.
The funny thing is that internationally, though, the view on races is a little bit different.
It is.
So it just
depends.
I was,
It is, because I was reading somewhere one time. Well, I even have an African friend, and she was telling me, she said in Africa, she said, and they don't, if they, like African women, a lot of them, they're out, but they don't see, you know, their views are totally different than our views here in America. And I think it's changing, especially with a younger group of people, because it's coming up now. Even with my husband and I being military, my husband was saying when he first got in the military, he hauled most of the people that he saw that was interracial. He said, well, you know, like we're more of the men, but now we're beginning to see it's coming from both sides. But it's more, you know, I'm seeing a lot, especially the younger people. They really don't care, and I don't think you should care. I mean,
no, they don't, because they grown up at a different time.
Exactly.
It shouldn't matter. But sister,
I'm sorry.
Well, sister, now I was saying, let me, I'm going to have to get on to some other callers, so I'm going to have to, you know, just mute you out. Still, I'll probably bring you back in later, but I need to get to all these calls that's sitting in, because I know you want to take your hands up for the topic.
Right.
Okay, thank you, sister.
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay, who's here next? Area code 817, you on the show.
Hey, what's up, Avant Show? This is Big T out of DFW, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Okay, what's going on? Fort Worth, how's the weather up there?
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, man, beautiful.
Okay, so what's your mindset on interracial marriage, brother?
I don't have nothing problem with it. This is my first interracial dinner with I have. I've been married 2 years. So for my wife, she's from Mexico. So.
Okay, your wife black or she?
She's from Mexico. I'm black.
Okay. Oh, so you married to a Hispanic, Latina.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how is it worked out for you guys with the family and everything? Like I say, because like I say, my wife's Latina also. So how does that work out? Like y'all blended y'all family pretty good. Like is she traditional? I mean, what is she?
She's traditional and she's pretty good and everything's been going well. But some of her friends was kind of wary of me at first because they were stereotyping me. You know,
okay.
Thinking that I was a bruiser, a gangster, and I'm far from all that, you know. But as time went on, everything's cool.
Okay. Have y'all had kids?
No, not yet, no.
Not yet, okay. All right.
She has a kid from a previous marriage, but, you know.
Oh, okay. All right, she has kids from previous marriage, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, everything been going good, though, right, brother?
Yes, sir.
All right, good deal. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and move on to the next call. Like I said, I'll bring everybody back in once I get everybody's calls in because I don't want to miss anybody. So, yeah, appreciate you calling.
All right, then. Yeah.
All right. Area code 925. You on the show?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? It's Jay Miller.
Oh, what's going on, bro?
what's cracking with you, man?
Sure. What's up out there in the Bay Area?
Say one more time.
Huh?
Wait, say one more time. I couldn't hear you. Sorry about that, man.
Oh, I said, how is it out there in the Bay Area?
Oh, it's cool right now. You know, it's been real cold. You know, it's been freezing out here, but, you know, it's been all right. What about Houston, Texas, man? How's it been?
Sure, man. It's all right. Sure, we're wearing shorts and short sleeve shirts today. So, you know how it is. You know, the weather down here is weird because, one minute you can wear shorts and a T-shirt, and next minute you want to be wearing, you know, your cold clothes. So it's just, the weather here is just, you know, it's very emotional. It doesn't know what it want to do. So,
wow, man.
Yeah, so I know part of your background. So how long y'all been married?
I've been married with my wife since 07, you know, 6 years. But we've been together 10 years, man.
10 years. Okay, so have you had any challenges with the family, with you know, groups, different groups, you know, whatever?
Well, you know, like that's not with my side of the family, you know what I mean? But you know, when I first got with her, you know, my wife is, you know, like I explained before, she's half white, half Irish, and half Mexican, but she was raised on her, you know, Mexican side of the family, and you know,
okay.
Like as far as her brothers and sisters, everybody was cool. You know, her mother ain't had no problems with her. It's more like her grandparents, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Her grandfather didn't like the fact, you know, that she was with somebody black. And, you know, a lot of Mexicans, and, you know, just Latinos in general, you know, a lot of them, you know, practice that, you know, how should I say this, you know, they kind of take on, you know, the the white form of racism, kind of, you know, when it comes down to, you know, dating
well,
and marrying.
You know,
black,
thing my
you
wife
know
said. One thing my wife said, Jay Miller, is this. My wife said that there are Hispanics that are way more racist than white folks, and she.
She said that, bro.
She said because you know they all closed off. They have that. Oh, we just need to stick with you know those
exactly.
who are I guess,
exactly.
more the old ways, not more your younger people. Not them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's more the older ones. You know what I mean? When I got with my wife, you know, she was in college, and she was graduating college, getting ready to come, you know, home. And I remember, you know, we was all supposed to get together and, you know, eat like some breakfast at like one of these diners. And I remember, you know, her grandfather would not come into the diner because I was in there. You know what I mean? And like, you know, that I remember that hurt her so bad. You know, I can name a lot of different situations. But, you know, when it comes down to the whole interracial, you know, marriage thing, you know, like I say in my videos, I think that, you know, everybody should be able to date who they want to date, you know. And it's funny to me, you know, like, you know, with black folks, when it comes down to the interracial thing, I'm sure, you know, and, you know, I believe this to the heart that, you know, black folks still, to me, are some of the most accepting when it comes down to this, you know. Because, well, you know, I'm not saying it ain't never, yeah, exactly, I'm not saying it ain't never happened before, but black people ain't going to disown their kids like that for dating or marrying somebody white, you know
they're
what I mean?
Not. Because they're not.
Exactly. You know, and it's been going on for years. So it's mind-boggling to me, you know, like, you know how you get them on YouTube, you know, black folks want to get to acting funny, you know, and saying stuff. And it's like, I know you fools do not say this type of stuff.
The Negroes always got something to say.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. We know how black people are as a whole, you know what I mean? And it's like, black people see interracial couples. And I'm going to guarantee you, 9 times out of 10, ain't nobody going to tell them that to their face all like that. And if somebody do, you're probably going to get put in check by somebody in the family. You know what I mean? It is what it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, so I already know how cats, you know, when they say this type of stuff up on the Internet, you know they ain't no different than a lot of these racist white folks, you know, how they be getting down up on us, you know. And it's just, you know, it's mind-boggling to me. But, you know, I think that everybody, you know, should be able to date whoever the hell they want to date. You know what I mean? Because we all human beings, and if, you know, God didn't want us to procreate, then there would be some type of barrier to stop us, right, man? You know?
Right,
so,
right.
You know, that,
right.
You know how it is. You know, that's just my thoughts, you know?
Yeah, I got you. So, yeah, brother, I appreciate you stopping by. Like I said, I need to get on to these other callers that's waiting in the
no
queue.
No problem, man.
And, like
right,
I said, man, yeah, take care of your family and everything.
You do the same, man. And keep
all right,
doing
bro.
What you're doing, bro.
All right, bro, man. You too. All right.
All
right. Ms. Gabriella, I know you kind of quiet there, Ms. Gabriella.
I'm just listening.
You're just listening? Like, say,
I'm trying to chime in, but, you know.
So I'm sorry, Ms. Gabriella. Like I say, I'm just trying to fly through these calls. I'll answer the next one. You want to ask a question to him? Harry, how you go? Erico 469, you on the show. Erico 469? Okay, I guess they're listening. That's fine. I have no issue with that.
Just missed.
Oh, shoot.
You just missed.
Hey, 469, were you trying to say something?
Nah, just listening.
Oh, just listening. All right, cool. Thank you there. All right, here we go. Who is next here? I'm trying to see. Okay.
Hello?
Okay, yes, we have a Michelangelo 228. You on the show.
Yeah. Okay, I'm calling from the Skype, so sometimes it messes up. I just want to know, is it coming in clear?
Yeah, you good. Yeah,
okay.
What's your...
My view on the thing is I have no problem. I've done it before. And what it is, I think it's going to break down doors eventually because sometimes, you know, you have people who are racist against others, but, like, you have no say in the matter. Sometimes your daughter or your son, they're going to do whatever they want to, especially now that times are changing. So when you have interracial relationships, you have to eventually, if you want to have a relationship with your kids, you're going to have to be open to the relationship. And then once the kids will melt your heart because they have no say-so in the matter. And, you know, grandparents, I think everybody changes their view and their perspective when they see that the world is changing and it's going to be changing without you. You're going to be left out because there's certain parts of life that you're going to want to know what it's like to have grandkids or just, you know, family situations where everything's close. So especially as people are getting older too, you know, if you don't get with the program, you're going to be the one who is isolated and exiled. So I think that it will be better in the future for jobs as well, you know, more opportunities, because it will be more open-minded people, because they'll have people who are close to them who are open to, you know, dating outside of their particular race. And look, everything's global now too, right? Everything's global. So back in the day when people didn't have the internet, they were dating people who were in their own little community, you know what I'm saying? And so they probably didn't see it as much. But in the cities, stuff like that would still go on. So what I'm trying to say is, now that you see it more often, you know, you see it every day now. So people, it went from being not tolerated to tolerated to it's just another thing.
Yeah, it's normal. Because I can say when I grew up, brother, like, shoot, in the 80s and 90s, you didn't see what you see today. You didn't.
Right.
You know, black was with black, white was with white, Hispanic was Hispanic, Asian was with Asian. Now that stuff has changed. However, I think
that it depends on where you grew up, because I grew up on military bases, and I know a lot of people that grew up on military bases too, and everybody usually dated outside of their race. I dated outside of my race when I was in, high school, and everybody else did it because there wasn't really that much people there anyway, so you kind of just pick whoever you like, and nobody really cared about skin color on the base. But, you know, when you get outside of the military base, everything is a little bit more separated. But I think it just depends on what area you grew up in, because, you know, there's some black people that grew up maybe in the suburbs, and there weren't a lot of black guys to date or black girls to date. So you kind of just date whoever's there.
Yeah. And the people who are having issues with it, maybe they're the lonely ones who wish maybe somebody would look at them in that same light. You really should have no problem. Maybe you should work on yourself to the point where you would be marketable. You would be on the market again, instead of being so mad that somebody of your own race and own kind is not looking at you. You got to look at it as, are you even desirable? You know what I mean? So whether somebody else is dating outside their race or not,
the thing is, you're mad for some reason. But the thing is, too, is that what people don't understand is that some people are just genuinely attracted to, you know, certain groups of people. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Like, I don't get that. Like, just because you're a black man doesn't mean you have to date and marry a black woman. If you're attracted to, you know, Hispanic women, Asian women, white women, whatever, like, why are you going to – I wouldn't want nobody to be with me they're not really attracted to me. I mean, because then that's not going to end well. It's really not.
Last thing, because I don't want to clog up your time, but you know what? Even though I'm pro date whoever you want, I think there's still beauty and diversity, though. I mean, eventually, you know, everything is mixing up, but I wouldn't want everybody to necessarily do it, so to speak. I don't know if that comes off the wrong way.
But not everybody. The thing is, not everybody's
going to do it anyway.
Not everybody's going to do it, because naturally, let's keep it real. Naturally, most people is going to go with, you know, who they're familiar with. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is about black people, we could never die out. We really can't. The only ones that really would have to worry about that, if you're going at genetics, would be white people. If black people went just in mass, like just having kids with white people, their race would go down. Their race could actually, you know, die out. Their numbers are actually real low as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and if you've seen there was a picture that came out recently, and it was a picture of a mixed race person, and it was like somebody with, you know, a light skin. Well, it was like a light skin black person's complexion, colored eyes and curly hair, and they said that's what the average person is going to look like in the next century because of all the race mixing. And statistically, more people have been dating and marrying outside of the race anyway. So this is just something that's happening because people are just realizing that it doesn't matter. And historically, the whole concept of race wasn't really a big deal. It was more of a class thing more than anything else. It was more of, okay, well, what assets do you have? Let's marry this person to this family to maybe secure some type of political bond or to help strengthen a nation. It wasn't really more – it had nothing to do with color.
I agree with that. All their religion had divided a lot of people, you know, in the past, like religion, tribe, whatever. It wasn't really a color. The institution of, like, color came in when the European had came into power. You know, I mean, that just – I don't know why that's what they wanted to do back in that time period at least. But brother, let me I'm gonna put you on hold. Let me get to this other call that I have on here. It looks like from the California area. And like I said, once I get all the calls, I'll bring everybody back in. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's see if I can get this person here. Area code 323, LA area. What's going on?
Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
How's it out there in Southern California?
Now it was really warm today, but getting kind of cold this evening, so not too bad.
Not too bad. But what's cold yeah. for y'all out there?
I'm sorry.
I say what is cold for you guys out there? You know, because I know it's usually warm out there.
Well, my husband this morning just said that cold for him is anything below 60. Me being from the Pacific Islands, cold is anything 75 or less. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So, like I said, interracial marriage. What's your opinion on it, or are you in one?
I have been interracially married now for going on 10 years. My husband and I have been together for 12. He's African American. Mm-hmm. As mentioned, I am a Pacific Islander from Guam.
Okay.
For me, for us, I would say his family has been real accepting of me. My family, on the other hand, when I gave birth to our oldest son, my father actually walked out of the hospital room when my husband came in to see the baby. And
oh, wow.
Unfortunately, to this day, he's still not accepting of my husband, which after a while, it didn't hurt as much as it used to.
Uh-huh.
Because what it comes down to, for me at least, is that, you know, my husband has been here for his family. He supports me. He supports his kids, all of them. And he's just a generally good man, regardless of his skin color,
mm-hmm.
you know. Where we live, we don't experience too many good looks, I guess you could say. We get a lot of side eyes only because
who's giving you
the looks?
Yeah, that's what we want to know.
The way I guess you could say a lot of people out here, they think that I'm Hispanic, so I get it from a lot of Hispanic people. I've gotten it from quite a few African American women, but not so much
I know
from
that.
Them. It's mostly
I knew that. I was waiting for that.
Honestly, it's more from white people who really have nothing to do with me or my husband, which is kind of strange to me.
That is strange.
That exactly. I
white
think
people look at
strange.
You funny.
I don't know. It could be the city we live in. We live in Gardena, which is like in the South Bay, but it's just I find it odd that it's more.
Yes, that is
people.
Odd.
Yeah, but that's how we are, and you know we just go about our.
How many kids y'all have?
We have four now.
Yeah, four kids. Awesome. Y'all got a big family.
Yeah.
I like big families. Like I said, I have. You know, our family, we have, you know, all together four, and then we're about to have child five in July. So I say, you know, that's going to be it. We ain't having no more. I say, if my wife could have some more, I probably would have thought about it. she's shaking her head, no. Or like, oh, yeah. I probably would have maybe a few more kids. I don't know. It's cool with all your kids. You know, together and everything. Sometimes kids get on your nerves. You argue with them and everything. But, you know, for the most part, it's cool, man. You know, you got your family and everything. And so what about your mom? Are your mom cool with your husband?
She'll be civil with him, but she won't.
Civil doesn't mean cool. Civil means I won't throw a pot and pan at you when you come through the door.
If she could, she probably would.
So how does that work with the kids? Think about it. You guys had kids together. You have four children.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how does that work? I mean, because like if you have family functions, your husband can't be excluded.
No, they don't exclude him, which I'll give them that much. The only thing is that they make him feel uncomfortable.
Well, hold on. What is your name?
My name is Tammy.
Tammy?
Yes.
Okay, Tammy. But think about it. Who wants to be a place where you really are really not wanted, you're tolerated? I mean, it doesn't feel good. I mean,
oh, no,
me personally, I wouldn't go. I say I am not going, and I'll be telling you, I'm not bringing my kids to the house either. I say because if they don't like me, they don't like my kids because my kids are black, half black, just like I am. Well, of course, I'm full
black.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They don't like black people, they don't like my kids. That's what I would say.
Oh yeah, and that's just how it is. Honestly, my kids haven't seen my family in I'd say about 4 years, almost 5 years. My youngest will be 5 in May, and that was a decision. It was a hard decision for me to make, you know, because growing up on a tiny island, family is everything. So it was a really tough decision for me to make it and say, you know what, if you don't respect my husband, if you don't like my husband, then my kids, unfortunately, are not going to be able to be around you because I don't know what they're telling my kids when they're around them. And
now, your husband's side of the family, or you say they're real cool with y'all, right?
Yes.
Do y'all go over there to, like, Christmas and everything at their house?
Yes, all the time.
Okay, that's good because at least the kids can have family. They're not totally, you know, excommunicated from family. You know, as your kids grow up, you know, they're going to feel a certain way about that because it's like, why would their grandparents reject them like that just because of, you know, color, and then they're going to have to deal with that later. But, you know, unfortunately, it's like that in some families that it happens.
Yep. Like I said, you know, it was a hard decision for me to make and for me to tell my parents that, but until they learn how to respect my husband as a man, as someone who's been around for his family for years, then they're not going to be able to see my kids. I let them talk to them on the phone, but as far as seeing them physically, for one, they live in a completely different state, so it's not like it's feasible anyways. But at the same time, too, like I said, you know, when my kids were going there, I had no idea what they were saying, and I didn't want to have that thought running through my mind at the same time. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I understand that because, like, my wife, you know, she's listening and she was saying, wow. She said, they've been together that long and they still with that. I mean, yeah. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, the first few years, okay, but, man, he's not going anywhere. So, like, you got to get with the program. I mean.
And that's the way we feel. But, unfortunately, for whatever reason it is, my family is just really hardcore with it, I guess. But they're the ones that's missing out. We're not, and that's the way we feel about it.
What'd I do?
He's talking to somebody in the back.
Yeah, no, my wife keeps pointing at me saying something, and I can't hear nothing she's saying. Like, my wife's telling me I'm lucky because her family love me. They love me to death. They do. I say they all hug me, and my mother-in-law, she makes me food and everything. Like, she treats, like, my mother-in-law treat me better than my own mama. It's the truth. She does. She does. It's real talk.
You are very blessed.
Yeah. I mean, shoot, we all eat together. And, like, but see, it's a blended family in my wife's family. You got, you know, white people. You got black people. I mean, you got, you know, Hispanics, of course. I mean, it's just a, you know, blend of the rainbow in her family.
That's very good. That's good.
Yeah, they're definitely diverse. There's no racism there, so. And it's cool though. It's real cool because, you know, you learn from different cultures. You know, and I'm used to being sometimes in certain places where I'm the only black dude there. Like, it doesn't bother me. You know, but some people feel funny when they're in those kind of environments. Have you ever felt funny like that, Ms. Gabriella? You know,
that's the funny thing because, yes, my stepdad is African, but I'm not African. And the way that I don't want to sound racist, but they consider black Americans, especially when they see me, they call me a white woman, don't ask. And so sometimes I don't really fit in because there's certain things that, even though I actually understand the language when they're talking about me, because, like, they'll say little slick shit about me and, you know, they'll say, like, little racist comments sometimes. And I can understand them. So sometimes I do feel kind of left out when they're doing, like, a cultural thing, like if they're having, like, an outdooring, which is like a traditional ceremony that they do, or they or sometimes when we go visit my dad's family in the village, and I'm the only, like, other than my mom, I'm the only Black American there. Or sometimes when we go out, like, you know, when I was in Africa a few weeks ago, or, like, not even, no, a week ago, you know, I get treated differently than everybody else because I'm not African. So there's always that there.
Mm. Well, see, like in my situation, I know you, like, people was like, all, like, the little haters are having, you know, a lot of Black folks, they get mad, like, why are you just, you know, my God.
Okay, who is that?
I'm trying to figure out, well, I was letting people back in, but I didn't know it was making noise. Anyway, I figured it out. Anyway, so, you know, some people online would be like, you know, you remember all the drama I had. Oh, you married to a white woman. I always said, no, I was not married to a white woman. But they were looking at, like, my white skin color because of, a picture. You're my,
the dumbest crap ever.
Yeah, I know. But, so, anyway, so, like, when I first met my wife, real talk, I didn't know what race she was. I did not. Because I was looking at her, I say, well, I mean, is she, like, light-skinned Black? Or is she, like, she mixed? Or what? I didn't know what she was until she actually told me. And, like, I told her, I was confused with you. I didn't know, because I got family members that's her skin tone, you know, almost about her grade of hair and everything. Because in my family, I got Creole people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they come to extremely light, you know, to almost white looking with colored eyes to darker than me. I have all those spectrums in my own family. My wife met, you know, my family members that are like that. She met them. She saw what I was talking about. So, you know, the situation with that is, like, even in my wife's race, sometimes they'll call her, say she's white, but if you look at her, she ain't white. She ain't. I even had Black people say, I didn't know she wasn't black. I thought she was a light-skinned Black person because of her features. And then she's like, I ain't got features. Like, and one time my homeboy, kid you not, I told her, I said, my homeboy Scott, we went out one time. I said, look at her and tell her. About her features. I said, they don't look like a Hispanic person's features. He said, nah. He said, you do have them nigga lips. He said, I ain't gonna lie. I said, thank you. I said, right there. You know.
They hate that. Don't say that.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you what he said. You know what I'm saying? He's like, you gotta understand my homeboy. You know, he liked that. He's a good guy. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. But, you know, like Derek was saying earlier about, you know, the Hispanic chick that he was dating. And he didn't know she was Hispanic either, because they do have some that you do.
Yeah, there are some. I've met some, but that's the thing. They'll look Black, but then they'll have a certain grade of hair, and then they'll say, oh, no, I'm not Black. And then when you call them Black, they get mad. So I usually just leave them alone and just say, okay, you can, you know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I hate you. Oh, let me see something. Hold on. Hold on a quick second, Ms. Gabriella. Let's see who this is. Somebody's calling with all ones. You're on the show.
It's a Skype number.
Yeah. Whoever calling from Skype, you're on the show, all ones.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hello. How you doing?
Pretty good, yourself?
Anything? Excuse me?
I got a question. I'm doing great. My girlfriend, she's about my age, but I'm not sure if my father would approve.
Hey.
What did he say?
Of,
his girlfriend what?
I don't know.
She's about my age.
Okay, she's your age. Okay, and what about her?
Mm-hmm.
She's African American.
Okay.
And I'm Asian.
Okay.
I'm not sure if my father would approve of this.
Okay, so what? She's okay. Your family, have you told your family you're dating her?
Yeah.
Okay, what did they say?
They said they don't approve of me dating African American females, only African American males, and I'm not sure why.
Okay, well, why don't you, how old are you?
I'm 34.
How old?
34.
He said 34. I think he already playing.
Okay, well, I don't know. That's a decision you got to make on your own. I'm not going to accuse him of that, but, you know. Okay, he dropped the call. Anyway, I got my other brother trying to get on the line too. Yeah, JM McSwain, I see you there, my brother. What's going on?
How are you, Savaso? How you been?
I'm all right. What's your opinion on the interracial marriage topic?
Well, I think what it is, I think that whatever makes you happy, be happy with it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, life's too short to be pissed off and, like, you know, like the media says that, you know, like, especially if we're coming from a black man point of view, that that don't see us how you're raised. They don't want to see us to be happy. You know what I mean? We got to go what makes us happy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If I still,
you know, it's usually the people that are miserable that say things like that. Because deep down, they wish they had somebody to be happy with. They wish they could be cuddled up with somebody that loves them. So instead,
mm-hmm.
they project that hate and that insecurity on everybody else. And they want to sit there
exactly.
and roll their eyes and suck their teeth. Because I've seen black women, like, you know, if I wanted to go on a date with somebody who's outside of my race, I've seen black women who will just cut me dirty looks. But then I see the man that they're with, and they don't really seem like they're too happy in their relationship. And so it's just that they're unhappy with their situation. They're like, man, I wish I had that. I wish I could be with somebody I like. That's all it is.
No, go ahead. I was just hearing the internet cut up.
I'm seeing a girl right now, like, who is outside my race, you know? Yeah. Everything all right?
Yeah, I hear you. Say, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Have you dated anybody outside your race?
We hanged out and we dated, yes.
Okay, you have. How many relationships have you had, like, interracial relationships?
As far as interracial relationship is concerned, we're like friends. We weren't going to that next level of someone I can hang out with. And stuff like that. I just want to have a different perspective from people. You know how we've been taught that, you know, like femininity, you know, like what's that word? The essence of a woman.
Femininity.
Yeah, femininity, right? And a woman is dead. Like, I keep hearing it from a society.
That's not true. I know what you're talking about. That's not true. That is not true. Stay off that television.
What?
That's true. He basically say he hears that basically, you know, femininity is dead, you know, in this society. That's not true. There's a lot of feminine females, not all of them running around here acting all butch. You know, it's just...
I don't. That's funny.
My wife
that
don't.
Not true.
You know, so I wouldn't
need
no female like that. I'm a hard head. I don't need her to be a hard head, you know, so...
Yeah. I mean, but what I'm saying, bro, like, I'm sorry for looking at the TV, but I'm just saying, man, but it's like a breath.
Don't you? You say in Florida. You say you're in Florida. Don't you go down there to South Beach? I promise you, you won't see no hard heads female in South Beach on that there. From what I've heard.
Yeah, that is true. Like, that's more Latin women down south. Like, you talk about, like, your West Palm Beach, your Miami's, your little Havana types. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. There's some people up here in the Tampa Bay area where I stay, they're more feminine. But you got, like, for me, I stay in the hood, right? I got to go outside to set. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You get my point? It's just like, I'm just so, like, I'm not saying every woman's bad. Don't misinterpret. But I'm just saying sometimes I get jaded. I get hurt sometimes, you know? But when I see a foreign woman, when I see women who taught me, you know, natural women, I said, thank God, somehow at least we got women out there with common sense out there.
Yeah, you need to change your environment and get because that's probably a lot of black people. They don't get really too far away from their cities and their areas. And one thing I tell anybody, especially a young person, travel. Even if you travel the United States, just travel. Go different places. Go different cities. See how it is. I mean, if you have no kids, no nothing to hold you back, just go. I mean, you'll see. As you go to different cities, the perception is different in every area where you go.
Absolutely. You know? Like, I went to Crystal River. I mean, like, there's a lot of down-to-earth girls up there, and even though it's 2.5 miles away from where I stay at. So,
Okay. Well, let me see. I got this person holding on. Let me see. It looks like they call him Skype also. James on Skype.
You
on the show?
How you guys doing?
How you doing?
Yeah, good, man. Good. Listen, mate.
What's on your mind about the topic? Interracial marriage.
Oh, look, I'm just wanting to give my own personal experience of it coming from the other side of the world and the same racial prejudices that that we experience down here. I'm a white dude, obviously Australian given the accent. and
you're from Australia?
Yeah, from Melbourne, Australia.
Oh, okay.
And
cool.
I'm dating an Indigenous girl. I'm actually getting a lot of prejudices. Funnily
from
enough,
who?
It's from her family, funnily enough.
Her family?
Her family, man. I tried to do a lot of things, you know. We go out to dinner, you know. Her and I, you know, Elle and I, we get on absolutely spectacularly well, you know. I think as well, you know, I see kids in that in our future. And, you know, her family just don't approve of me. I completely cannot understand why.
So how does she feel about the situation with her family treating you different because you're white? How does she feel about that?
Oh, she thinks it's a load of crap. I mean, it's color isn't important in her eyes. Unfortunately, she's not in a position where she can leave her family at the moment. She's a little bit dependent on them. And that's sort of, you know, it plays out on us.
So all this situation has put a lot of stress on your relationship and a lot of strain. And sometimes you feel frustrated.
Oh, absolutely. Look, it's affecting my ability to work. It's affecting her at school. You know, and all we just want to be is happy.
So do you see some sort of end game with this? Do you see like, okay, well, maybe I can, you know, we can do this, or we can be together and not be around her family and all this other stuff?
But we're somewhat hamstrung by the law on this one. Until she's of age that she can get married, then we're a little bit hamstrung. You know, it's despite the fact we're happy, we're a bit of a damned if we do, damned if we don't with the law.
How old is she? Is she in college or something?
She's 13.
She's 30?
13. Correct.
Huh?
How old are you?
I'm 27.
Is that legal in Australia?
It's not legal to get married. That's why we can't. But it's certainly up to
Wait a minute. Hold on. So you could date somebody being a 27-year-old man in Australia, and you could date a 13-year-old female. You just can't get married, and you won't get arrested.
Correct. We're certainly I would have.
Yeah, because see, my wife was just telling me in Mexico it's like that too.
Yeah, well, maybe that's why they call us Mexicans, and, you know, we're south of the border. But look, it's incredibly frustrating. Look, she's a very mature 13-year-old. You know, I think otherwise I wouldn't date her. You know, she can make her own decisions.
So, let me ask you a question. What's the illegal age that you better not date or talk to somebody? Is it 12? Or what is it?
12, yeah, correct. You've hit the nail on the head. It's 12.
See, my wife said this, and I thought this was the craziest thing ever. My wife's mother and her father got married, right? Hold on.
Yeah.
They got together when her mama was 13 years old and her dad was how old? 33.
There you go. Oh. So same thing
but
over
in,
there.
But in Mexico, not the U.S.
Yeah.
But you have to think about it, though. It's like it's a difference in the upbringing because internationally, like especially in certain cultures, women are groomed to become wives at very young ages. So a woman in, you know, a different country, like let's say if she was in Pakistan or whatever, she would be ready to be married by the time she's 12. She knows how to cook, clean, and take care of kids and everything else. But in America, a 12-year-old child can barely they can barely do anything.
It depends on
upbringing.
First-hand experience.
I mean, in my experience, I had to do all that stuff way before 12. Cook, clean, sew, all that before 12. So it just depends on the perspective. So it's kind of, I know that from the American standpoint, you want to say, oh, that's disgusting, but you have to think about the culture, you know.
Well,
so maybe there's some American lessons there for America. like maybe there's you know, between Mexico and what we're doing in Australia with our system and our cultural upbringing, maybe you know, we could apply this to the United States of America.
Oh no, I got kids. I got a 14-year-old, and I cannot, and just her mentality. Like, why would she? No, that girl. No, no.
So you don't want your 14-year-old to be happy?
Not by a long shot. Oh Lord, no. But think, like I said, this is America. You have American upbringing and American mentality. But that's crazy for me just to hear that. You know, it just really is. But everywhere is different. Do anybody, like any women your age, don't look at you like, okay, why are you with that girl?
No,
they don't look at you funny about that.
It works both ways. They, you know, they're able to date younger guys as well. And there's no discrimination from an age point of view. Obviously there's the racial discrimination, which we touched on earlier. But did you say your daughter's 14?
Yes, yeah. I have a 14-year-old. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Is she cute?
Not for you. Not for you, she ain't.
Okay. All right. I'll back up. Sorry.
This America. I mean, we don't do that here in America. And over here, you know, you used to get hurt. Over here, you want to pull that stunt and go to jail for a very long time. And then you may be, kind of raped by a couple of guys in jail because you were done doing that. So, you know, in America, we don't really do that here. So, yeah.
So you go to jail and getting raped by guys is a culturally acceptable thing, but me having sex with a
13-year-old isn't. Unfortunately, in America, that they think they're not homosexual. I mean, they even got people named the Booty Warrior that was on TV Talk. So,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about when I say the Booty Warrior. Yeah, they don't think they're homosexual when they're doing that to other grown men in jail. So, yeah.
It's a cultural thing.
It's not just about a cultural thing. Some people say, I know I'm not gay, but I do it anyway. I pretend this is a woman. And you wonder why these guys come out to be effeminate.
Well, I don't want to make the show about booty warring and all that stuff. But, you know.
Well, you said last 30 minutes of the show.
Yeah. But no, what I'm trying to say is that, like, I'm explaining to him, in America, you would go to jail or get killed or something behind that here in America.
That's utterly extraordinary. But that booty warrior is it's actually a great nickname. I might call Alice's little sister that from the future.
Whoa.
Okay, well, it was nice talking to you.
Yeah, it was nice talking to you. Thank you.
That was great. Sorry we got lost about the interracial point, but
Okay, I don't know.
Okay.
Was he excited about the Booty Warrior part or what?
He thought it was funny.
He thought it was funny. Oh, well, that is funny. The Booty Warrior. I mean, come on.
He's a cultural icon. He is a cultural icon, unfortunately.
That's sad. He's an icon of the prison system. Eric Cole, 206, you're on the show.
Hello,
how you doing?
I'm good. That last caller was a little weird.
Yeah, he called from Australia, and I was just freaked out.
Well, I guess that's how they get down, you know?
Yeah, you better hide your 13-year-old girls from him, because he's going to try to get them.
Ooh, sad times. I'm from Seattle, and there's a lot of interracial dating, marriages up here. So, like, when people come up here, they're, like, shocked by it because they don't see it, but it happens all the time. And racism up here is a little subtle, but everybody just accepts it. It's like one big melting pot up here. So that's my opinion.
Okay, so have you been in an interracial relationship yourself?
Yes, I have.
Okay. I'm just asking because I don't assume by how people speak. What race are you?
I'm black.
Okay, you're black.
African American.
And what race of person have you dated?
I would bomb my business out there, but my son, his dad is white.
Okay, all right, white, fine. Have you gotten any people looking at you funny, treating you a certain way because, you know, you were a white guy? Have you experienced that?
Well, if you live in Seattle, it kind of depends on, like, what area you go to, because the cities are different. Like, Federal Way can't rent. I mean, everything is different, but nobody really cares unless they're just, like, something's weird and something's wrong with them, but nobody really says anything about it. It's just one of those things that people accept. I've seen a Somali and an Asian person together. That's how much interracial dating goes up here, so it's just one of those things.
Okay.
I think it all depends on the person's mindset, and if you're with somebody that makes you happy, then why does it matter what color their skin is? You know what I mean? And I think more people up here are accepting of that than if you go, like, other places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it depends on...
Like, I kept saying that over and over, because it really just depends on where you live. Because if you
live in the South,
it depends on what country you're in. It depends on what part of the country you're in. Because, I mean, I've been all over. I've been, you know, in Africa. I've been in Europe. I've been to Canada, Alaska. I mean, all over. Hawaii, even. Like, I've been to so many different places, and everybody's perspective on things is different. So,
it's different, right?
You know,
and
everybody's.
With the younger cause
some people. Mm-hmm. Especially with the younger generation is accepting of everything. Now I have people on my face talking about being trisexual and everything else. So it's
trisexual.
I don't know.
What is trisexual?
I don't know. I'm just saying people making up terms. They call themselves pansexual. They call themselves asexual. Like people,
they do. They call themselves trisexual, all that kind of stuff.
I don't know.
And then,
I think
Gabrielle, going back to what you said earlier, I think that, you know, for some reason, and the reason I keep bringing this up, I think sometimes society won't, you know, and even my sister said the same thing, and my friends, if you notice that some of the black women that still have that mentality, those are the ones that still in that black, you know, they with that nothing but a brother mentality. Those are the ones that haven't left just so much left the black community. they don't diversify and get outside the black community, so they kind of like stuck into that nothing but a brother. And these are the same black women that you will see that's a lot of times that's lonely, and it's crazy. But I do see a change, because even with the Pacific, I know the Pacific Island lady was seeming to stand a few minutes ago. She said that. I was shocked, and she said, like she said, most of the racist ones were white that was, you know, was staring at her, and the Hispanic ones, you know. So I think that it is a change that's happened. We do have a long way to still go, but I think, like you said, in the near future, we're going to see that America, that's the way it's going. It's going to mix people. It mix, you know, and that's the way it's going, because especially with being with the military, because Gabrielle, I'm military, and I mean it. We see it every day. I mean, my son grew up around it, and you know, it's nothing wrong with it. It's just like nothing. You know, we live around it every day. So with me walking out my door, I mean, I'm friends with, you know, black guys that's married to white women. I'm friends with black women that's married. You know, it's just nothing with the military, because you see that. It's just like night and day. I mean, it's nothing. And so when I hear about this, you know, crazy looks and stuff, I think it's just so ridiculous. I just think it's just really just totally ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, and the thing is, like, it depends on where, like, okay, for example, like, if I'm in Knightdale and I'm dating a guy outside of my race, Knightdale is kind of like we're right, like, 10 minutes down the road, you'll start to see farm areas. But then when you go up to Riley, which is 20 minutes away from me, then it's the downtown the multicultural downtown area where there's different people from all different races and cultures and things. You'll see Latinos and Arabs and, you know, whites and everything. You'll see all that. And I can be with somebody outside of my race and nobody will say anything, because that's normal there. But then, you know, on the other side of the city, that's weird. So, and then if I go to the black part of, you know, the area of Riley, then I might get some funny looks. So it really just depends.
Yeah, it is. You're right. It just depends. And I guess it really does, because, you know, but people just going to have to get used to it and get over it, because people have to live their lives to what makes them happy, not what, you know, make you, you know, that's just the way it is.
Yeah, they're going to have to get over it. I mean, like I say, it ain't nobody's business, you know, but your own. And, you know, all this stuff about, now, let me throw something else out, because this is a dynamic. They talk about this issue when you marry someone of a different race, and you have a lot of, you know, a couple of Negroes that like to say this. Because you're not married to a black person, you shouldn't be able to speak on or participate in situations about black issues.
That's the stupidest thing ever.
And
that's,
it's like, did you
as
stop being black? Did you
as
stop
long as you
black?
Don't down your race, then it's okay.
Exactly.
What I'm saying is, when did you stop being black, though? Because if marrying somebody of a different race was giving you, like, a card that you get a racism-free card, I think a lot of us would be doing it then, because racism don't stop.
I don't think it stopped. But, you know, one of the things I don't like, and I even told my sister this now, one thing I don't like when you have a child. And back in the olden days, I noticed when you had that black, that child, that automatically made that child black, because they had that one drop brood. But now I really do think it's unfair to the child when you have a child, say, by a different race, and you call that child black, because you now are this is just my opinion, and I could, you know, just how I feel. When you call that child anything other than biracial, you are taking away that other parent's heritage, because I don't believe they should be called black. Now, back in the day, they did that because, you know, it was so much racism that they didn't want – they thought that you were black. Okay,
but see,
you had a child.
I'm going to tell you why I disagree with that. Because you're going to put a mindset – I'm talking about – I can't speak about – children outside of the black race. I'm talking about, because they say, like, if you have a white person, Hispanic person, they won't deal with the issue versus a black person and a white person or black person, whatever. Okay. The thing is, if that child come out looking like a black woman, a black man, okay, they're going to perceive them as that. And if they grow up with this confused mindset, well, I'm not that, but yet they're treated like that, and they call these dirty names and looked at funny and deal with the same issues as a black person who has two black parents, I think it would be a little bit easier on them to accept that. I'm not saying to deny their other side. No, you can't deny who you are. But at the end of the day, you know, I've seen the most pro-black people ever as being biracial people.
Mm-hmm. But now, by being so many, biracial, they're even claiming, if you look at a lot of biracials now, they're actually claiming biracial. They're not really claiming, you know, back in the day, how they used to claim.
Yes, I agree with you. They do that until they get that in wake up call, and it comes. And when it comes, it's a hurtful day for them, because they're like, wow, I didn't think that, you know, I'm this and I'm that. It's going to happen. And I try to prepare, you know, at least I'm going to say, okay, with situation with my kids, like, you know, my wife, you know, she had the girls and everything, and they wasn't really raised around, you know, their dad, versus my kids, you know, they were raised with me, okay? It's a difference. They understand about black people issues. They understand it all. But when you have something that was disassociated with the black side, but yet they are dealing with black people issues, being called names, being teased and everything else because of who they are as black people, you know, as part black people, okay, they got to understand that. And I think the easier, you know, they accept it, the more that it'd be easier on them down the line. That's just me, from personal experience, from what I have seen.
Yeah, but I do agree with something. I think it was Jay Miller that said earlier that, and that's what it always gets me now about, you know, back and forth filming this on YouTube. I remember, and even one of my girlfriends was telling me, she said that her son, when he had his child, just by a white lady. Her parents didn't even accept the girl, accept the child at all. As a matter of fact, they kicked the girl out. So the girl came and lived with them, and you know, had the baby and everything like that because they didn't, you know, they didn't accept the child. But that was the girl now, the granddaughter. I think she's about like 19 or 20 something years old. So black people were more likely to accept the children. And that's when I said, when I hear all this foolishness on YouTube that's going on now, you know, I'm just like you said, a lot of the stuff they would not say face to face. And, you know, and it's just crazy, you know, what's going on, because some of us have gotten, we're behind on YouTube. We can act just as racist as some of the most racist whites if you were to listen to YouTube. But when you get outside of YouTube.
Yeah, but like I say, YouTube is just part of, YouTube is part of society, how people respond to certain things. You know, but
yeah,
you can't, you got to take some of them people on YouTube with a grain of salt, because they got a big mouth. They got a big mouth in the comment section, and half of them won't even make a video, show their face. And then those who do show their face, I mean, I have respect for them because they all showing their face and they putting their name behind it. But everybody has, you know, different opinion. But let me answer this call, because I got a few calls that keep trying to come in.
And this is the last one, so what's up?
Okay, I wanted to make one comment, though. One thing I don't like, though, is that whenever I see a black man dating outside of his race, he always has to make that comment, you know, I'm with a white woman. I can run my fingers through her hair. Okay, listen. Yeah, I can run my fingers through her hair, and she has real nails, and she has a real this, and she has real that. Like, that's the one thing I don't like about when a man dates outside of his race. I'm like, I guarantee, go on YouTube and type in clip-in hair extensions, and go and type in microlink hair extensions, and type in, I mean, really, women of all races wear hair extensions. Women of all races wear fake nails. Women of all races wear makeup. So to sit there and say, oh, well, I'm with a white woman, I'm with a Hispanic woman, I'm with an Asian woman, and she doesn't wear this and she doesn't wear that, I guarantee
your
girl
does.
And
then
they say the stuff
about you hear talking like that. But the thing is, some of those guys here talking like that, it's something new to them. It's like a new toy. You know, you're happy about it. You know, they used to black women. That's all they know is black women. So you get something different. You know, those guys, at least, they think it's great. They think it's better. And, of course, society teach you that, you know, white women are better type of thoughts, you know. So it's just, but let me get to this call. Area code 337, you're on the show. Okay, area code 337?
Yes, that's me.
Okay, how you doing? You one with the baby?
I'm good. Yeah, you heard her crying.
Yeah, I heard her. Yeah, she got some good lungs on her.
Yes. She's going to bed and she doesn't want to. I actually emailed you a few days ago. My name is Amanda.
Oh, okay. How you doing, Amanda? Yeah, I remember you telling me about your situation. So tell everybody about your situation.
Yes. Do you want the whole situation or just the biracial situation?
Oh, I mean, just like, you know, your family structure,
okay,
like you explained to me.
Well, the way our family works is I am white. My husband is white. But my daughter's father, who is my best friend, I could not live without this man. He is married to a white woman. And we have five children all
he's
together,
to
all
a
four
woman?
Of us.
A
I'm sorry,
woman.
He's married to a black woman. Black woman.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. He's married to a black woman. And all five of our children believe that, and I hate to put it this way, but they all believe they're black. And we have three white children in this mix. They all believe they're black. We're all one big happy family. We are a blended family. But in my experience with the biracial, the black families accept it better than the white families. My white family, the three of us that have the white family, they won't accept the fact that our children, and I mean, I obviously heard I have a baby. She's two. And then I have a three-year-old, and they believe they're black. They full-heartedly believe it, because their brother and sister are mixed children, and they see this every day, so to them this is normal, you know. But, like, I want people to understand, just because you're not black or whatever, it doesn't matter the color of your skin, it's a feeling on the inside. My children can feel any way they want to, you know, and I accept them for who they are. I accept their kids. Those are my children also. You know, we've had experiences where we've gone out in public, me and my husband, with their children, and we've gotten downgraded bad because their children are mixed.
Wow.
Hello?
Yes, I'm
oh,
here.
I'm sorry, I thought, yeah.
No.
My husband's been told by one gentleman, I can't believe you're with a woman because she had a black child. Well, what's this? One, she's not my child, but it doesn't matter. What does it matter?
It doesn't
matter about it.
But my thing is, like, people need to get them some business. That's my thing. You're not feeding them kids. You're not putting no roof over our head. You're not paying our light bills. You're not putting gas in our car. You're not doing a doggone thing. So why in the world are you worried about our relationship for? Get you some business. That's how I feel about that.
We can't get the white people, and I hate to refer to us as that, but I find, like, you post videos about ratchet women all the time. Well, I find in our situation, the black people ain't the ratchet ones. It's the white ones. They're the ratchet. They just downright.
I'm glad you say that and see that from both sides, because going, most of the things, they think it's all black women. But it's all groups. It's not white. It's not just black.
I agree.
It's all.
I agree with you. And the thing is, if some of you watch my Ratchet Video Weekly channel, I have shown many videos of women of all races being ratchet. Anybody who watched that channel know I have. I've shown Asians acting a fool. I've shown white people acting a fool. Matter of fact, I've proved a point one time. Anytime somebody keeps telling me, why you keep talking about black people, I say, go look at Ratchet Video Weekly 29. I purposely posted white females doing the exact same things that black females do just to prove a point.
I've watched that channel, because I haven't. I'm actually very new to your channel. I've only been watching you for a few weeks now, and I just realized you had a ratchet channel. And that's, you know, the one that I've seen was a black woman. Me and, as a matter of fact, it was me and my daughter's stepmother that was watching. We find you very uplifting, and we watch you all the time. Me and her, whenever we're together, it drives my baby daddy insane, because that's what we watch. We sit on our PlayStation and we're watching you, and he's just like, what is with y'all? But we find you very uplifting, and the reason I emailed you was because I wanted you to see the other side of the story, because we see a
and
lot of
good.
The baby mama
it's
videos.
Good. Well, let me say something. It's good you reach out, because like I try to explain to people, most of the people that reach out to me, send me stories, send me videos, are, I'm going to say, 95% African-American. So if you keep sending me that's what you want to see, then I'm going to look at it. Now, I don't have a whole lot of white people sending me all these things. I really don't. So, you know, now when it starts changing, you'll start seeing certain things or whatever.
Yeah.
But I will post.
Well, no,
I don't care what people do. I post whoever does it, period.
Well,
I don't care.
Don't take me the wrong way. I wanted you to see from not only from the baby mama side, but from the white baby mama who has the biracial situation.
Wait, Amanda. Hold on. Let me stop you on. So I need to get you to stop using certain terminology. Number one, you don't have a baby daddy. You have a father for your children. A baby daddy is usually labeled a deadbeat. That's usually what a baby
daddy is.
You know, you have
never thought of it that way.
You have a father there with your children. Y'all not together, but y'all co-parent very well. So don't refer to him as your baby daddy. Refer to him as your children's father. And you're not a baby mama, because a baby mama is one of them old ratchet-type hoes. Always got kid here for four or five different men. You're the mother of those children. So don't label yourself and you know, your children's father like that. Not with that terminology.
Well,
that's not
I'm
your
sorry.
Situation.
Yeah, no, and I never thought of it that way. But my child's father, I did want you to see from a different perspective, like the mother of a child and also in the biracial relationship, because we hit both. And we do try to speak to a lot of people who don't understand our situation. Yes, he's married to a black woman. I love that woman to death. I would not have it any other way. My children have grown up in that type of, I don't know the word I'm looking for. They've grown up in this situation where they've seen how their brother and sister are treated.
It's a blended family. That's how you look at it. It's a blended family, you know, because, you know, it's his family, you know, your family with your husband, all the kids, your cast came together. It's a blended family. Just a dynamic is just that, you know, your, you know, children's father's wife is black. So it brings, you know, a different culture into it. But you just have what you would consider a blended family. I mean, kind of like me. I have a blended family. My wife, you know, she has two girls. You know, I have my, you know, son and daughter. You know, we put our families together, and, you know, and everything works great. You know, just a blended family.
Well, do you have any advice on what we can do as far as getting the white families to accept these other children?
I have no advice at all. You can't make grown people do things they don't want to do. Only thing you need to focus on, if you're happy with your situation, with you know, sound like it's great. Why are you even worried? I wouldn't even worry about them people. If you won't accept how my family is, then I ain't got nothing to do with you. My children are not coming to your house, nothing. Because you're not going to be making no slick comments or no racist comments or anything like that. We don't need no negativity in our family. I don't care who you are. If it's family, friends, you're being negative, you don't need to be here. We want to keep our family positive, loving, and that's it. And nobody's going to mess that up. That's just my advice on that.
Our main issue is actually with the child that comes from another man. Her grandparents, she has a little sister who is mixed because they have a child together. Her grandparents will not have anything to do with her little sister. This is the sweetest, most beautiful little girl you'll ever meet in your life. She is just a ball of sunshine, and they refuse to even acknowledge she's alive.
This is the way this works. Number one, I would tell them, you're not going to make differences with my children because all of them are my children. Number two, if you don't accept my other child, you don't accept none of my children. So whatever choice you're going to make, go ahead and let me know, and all my children are going to stay away. You're not going to make differences with my children. Sorry, as a parent, I won't allow it. No, it's not wrong at all. You take a stand because you cannot allow outside people to divide your family. You can't do that. You got to keep your home happy. And you don't want children to start, because that's when that racism starts coming in, and kids, like right now, they're fine. They're pure. They just think, hey, we human beings. But when you start letting people like that poison the kids' minds about, oh, you're white and they're black and they're this and they're that, and that's how children learn racism anyway. It's taught. Nobody's born a racist. Nobody. So it's just don't allow it to happen. Protect your children. Protect your family from negativity and bigotry and anything else that you have to, you know, stop people from doing.
You make very good points. I don't shop at Target no more due to a fact that, and I believe I emailed you this and I had told you, my three-year-old, her godmother is my child's stepmother. That's her godmother. And she does not like white baby dolls. She likes black baby dolls. And I'm fine with that. That's fine. I don't mind buying black baby dolls for her. We went to go get, you know, the Elf on the Shelf. And she wanted a black one, so I was going to get her a black one. And this lady was hardcore arguing with my three-year-old about how she needed, and now, mind you, this is a black woman. This is not a white woman. This was a black woman, about how she needed to stay in her race and go with a white doll.
Oh. No, I would say, hold on, number one, wait a minute. First of all, why are you addressing my child? You're not their mother. That's number one. I said number two, my child can play with every doll they want to play with. I'm buying it. It's not your child. You need to stay in your lane. I would be pissed. You don't talk to my child like that, trying to put that differences. And let me tell you something. Bigotry could be in any race. One group of people that's doing it. I mean, that anybody could be that way. They got black people who are very bigoted. Yes, they are. You know, they have a lot of hatred for other groups. I'm not like that. I'm cool with everybody. You cool with me, I'm cool with you. That's the way I roll. You know, I just can't stand, you know, racist people no matter who they are. That's my attitude.
Somebody in the bathroom.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. But like I said, I have some other calls that I need to get to real quick that's in the queue. Because I'm like, no, that's okay. I got 16 minutes. But Amanda, thank you for calling in.
Of course. And I will definitely be listening to your show every week. I didn't even know you had a radio show.
Yeah. Go to my description box of my videos, and you'll see my links to everything, all my YouTube channels, my radio show, website. Just check it all out in the description box.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Let's see who we got here. Area code 972, you're on the show. Area code 972. Okay, I guess they're listening. Let's see here. We got to get them back off. Got other people. Got 15 minutes to go. Eric Cole, 229, you on the show.
Yeah, how you doing? How you doing, Avasho?
How you doing? What's up?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah, I was just calling in. I definitely had something to say on the whole interracial dating and interracial marriage thing.
Okay.
You know, I'm one of the people that I'm not really caught up on, like, race and all this and that like some people are. You know, I really don't see color. You know, I'm pretty much like you on that. Like, you know, if you're cool with me, I'm pretty much cool with you.
Yeah.
Like I was seeing, I saw a video on YouTube a little while ago where they were talking about, like, a lot of black men were losing their mind over the whole
Tamara. Yeah, I need to do a video because I can care less about what Tamara do. Well, like, why you didn't have a chance with a chick in the first place, Negro.
Exactly.
So why you worried?
Exactly.
Why
exactly.
You worried?
And I don't
understand.
You think you're gonna
meet her?
I don't understand.
If you had
that.
A chance to take her out to Starbucks? Like, seriously. Come on now.
Yeah, exactly. And I just don't understand how people could be so upset about that. And, I mean, like you said, I mean, most of them guys, they would have never seen in their life anyway. So, I mean, why would they be so concerned about that?
I mean,
and
they got a lot of black women
that
they can go after. So why are they worrying about that one?
Exactly.
It's because,
and my thing,
tired.
And see, go ahead.
What you said, brother? Let's stop. I'm talking about my brother from the 229.
Okay.
What I was gonna say was that, you know, my thing is this: I don't have a problem, you know, with interracial dating as far as, you know, a white guy dating a black woman or vice versa. But the only problem I have when it comes to interracial dating is when you have, let's just say, for example, you might have a white guy dating a black woman. And he's cool with that, but then outside of that, you know, he's you know, a white supremacist.
We were talking about that earlier. Like it's okay for him to date women of different races, but the white woman dates a black man. Oh, he pissed off.
Exactly.
Like I was discussing that earlier. Like I had questioned some white guys that I actually work with, and I questioned them for certain reasons, and they told me. That a white woman, this one guy said, a white woman that date black men are disgusting. Another one said that if you go black, we don't want you back.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what they said to me. And mm-hmm. Hey, I like to know. Be honest with me. Be honest and just spew your venom. I want to know. Because, I mean, I call them on the carpet and I say, well, why is it okay for white men to date women of different races? I say, y'all love them Asian women. I say, I think white women need to go off on y'all about that. I say, but, you know, white women not going to really do that. But I don't think it's right. That is my opinion. I don't think it's right that they can do it, but the other ones can't. You know. So what I was gonna say. So give me a second, brother. Let me see. I'm gonna we got what 11 minutes to go left on this show. Area code 843. You on the show?
Hello.
Yes. Hello. How you doing?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Well, my first question is, what is interracial? I mean, I'm just saying, like, people are people, and the term, like, interracial make it look like it's kind of, like, people of, a different species or so, like, you know.
I agree with you. I agree with you. That term, interracial dating, interracial marriage, is a messed up term. Like, oh, my God, you with somebody of a different race. Yeah. You know, like, come on.
I mean, and I got a friend. He's a white dude who I work with, right?
Uh-huh.
He told me he liked black women, you know. Hey, that's his thing. That's cool. And he told me, talked to me about that, and he told me that he said he always liked it, but his dad know about it. He said it's cool with it, but as long as he don't marry one of them. I was like, I looked at him and said, huh? I said, that's what, would you marry one? He said, yeah. But he said his dad's not cool with it, but he said as long as he date him and whatever, or do whatever he do, but don't marry them.
That's why, real talk, what you talking about right there, like, I don't know what it is about the white race with that. But, like, they don't want you marrying nobody black. Like you'll see these, like, not all, but you'll see a lot of these white females going through their black phase in college or when they're young, they won't leave Negroes alone. Then they get it out of their system, and they may even fall in love with one of them, but they can't marry them because the daddy will cut them out the will.
Wow.
Yeah, hey, that don't mean
I'm calling the truth. I'm telling the truth. Think about it. Like, you see, like, you say, oh, these white girls, you know, really want black men. No, they do not marry black men like that. They really don't.
And check out.
They might even want to, but they don't want to get excommunicated from the family.
That's right. And the will.
Privilege.
And when y'all get a chance, check out that video on YouTube called "White Women Explain Why They Love Black Men," and look how many comments they have. Ooh.
I remember that video. Like that boy, they threatened to beat that girl and everything. Oh, they threatened to beat that girl.
And that video transferred to Stormfront. I think whatever that site is. And they was talking about that on Stormfront and mentioning, they all trash. They're gonna have AIDS and they're gonna have a baby and next thing you know they're gonna be on welfare and they go put all that stuff on the Venom. And guess what I did? You know,
not the pickle.
I went on YouTube went and put they look cute. Boy, I got. It'd be
oh yeah, if you want to start a firestorm like on YouTube just for kicks, like yeah, just let a black man and a white woman just have a conversation, like just a conversation. They ain't got to be dating, just a certain conversation about what she thinks about this and that. It starts controversy every time.
And
like you remember the Cheerios commercial? That Cheerios
commercial. That was the cutest thing I've ever seen, and they were. People were tripping. I thought that was beautiful, honestly. I was like, that was a nice family commercial, and people tripping about a family.
I think people overblew that whole Cheerios thing. I think they blew that way out of proportion.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you see that picture about that dad that they was all talking about? That, you know, he was doing his daughter's hair and all this other stuff. Remember that recently?
Was it the white guy or the black daughter?
No, he's black, and his wife is, like, Japanese and white, but you can see she looks Japanese.
Yeah.
And all the racists, how they came, like, messing with, you know, talking about his kids and all this other stuff. Like, this brother's in his kids' life. He's married. He's, you know, being a good father. I even posted that picture to my fan page. I say, don't say we aren't, you know, good fathers as black men, you know. And that people got pissed off with this guy. He writes a blog, you know, and everything. He was talking about it. I say, it's a shame. How these races just come out. But these races, they come out every day on my channel. And I want to give a shout-out to Google. I appreciate you, Google, for coming out with the blacklist on YouTube. You did me a big favor because, you know, when I block out certain keywords, their comments can't get on the page anymore like they used to. And, like, so you can still see them comments, though, as a, you know, person on your channel. I mean, one person had typed, they say, oh, you dirty nigger, forget Google. You know, they're mad because they knew their comment did not go to the page. Because in that video I did about a knockout situation or whatever, you should have seen how many nigger comments was there, but none of them got to the page. and that pisses them off. They love that. So if any of you have an issue with trolling on YouTube, utilize Blacklist. Utilize it. Make sure you put your keywording. Any words that you don't want on your page that somebody would normally type, don't reveal to people what your blacklist is. I mean, even they tried different variations of the word nigger, and I added to the list. They tried to add all the horse monkey, you know, baboon, all this.
Oh, that's crazy.
All this stuff. And every time they put it on there,
just that,
I add it to my blacklist. So it's like, okay, you got to teach me more words.
They're going to have to come up with some new terminology now.
Yeah, because they actually got a debate. They actually got a debate.
And just with that one comment I put, like you know, which I agree. I say it because they do look cute. I like the one right there. She look cute. I had like 6-7 replies. Call me a black rapist. Call me this and that. I'm like, wow. I just put this. She's just cute. And what I'm coming to realize is, like I told some people, you know, people are people. I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of whites. I mean, you're going to hate a black man, but at the same time, because I know one like that who stay where I stay at, he don't like black people, but he likes his brother's wife. He thinks his brother's wife look attractive, but at the same time, hate black folks. I don't get it.
Now, my thing, like I tell people this, do not, this is the only time I don't agree with you dating someone of a different race or marrying someone of a different race. Don't do it just because you offended a black person. Don't do it because you hate black women. Don't do that. That's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because you only with that female as a what's the word I'm looking for? She's the second. She's a replacement. Mm-hmm. She's not the one you really want. You really want a black woman. You know you want a black woman. You just got mad that you couldn't get one. So you're going to get a chick of a different race, and that's not right to her. That's how I feel about it. Oh, you should be like, I got me a woman, you know, a white woman, or I got a Hispanic woman, and she's better than you black women. Like, no, that's not right. That's the wrong reason.
I just know a lot of the black feminists do that. And I hate to put her name out like that, but there's one black feminist I know talk up and all smack about black men, and she say something about being a scum or a black man, shoe or whatever she say. And she dating a white man. She's
Oh, you talking about that Cola Booth chick?
Yeah, that's her. The man.
Oh,
looking,
yeah.
The man
she say didn't she say she'd rather be a white man's whore than a black man?
She's talking about the movie Scandal. I'd rather be a white man's whore than a scum or a black man's shoe. And he said, elf black man.
And that's how I feel about the situation. Bye, because ain't no white man knocking on the door to marry you no way.
She just got married.
How would her husband feel that she's so turned up by black men? Which I don't know. I don't know what kind of guy it is, because you know, black women like that is an aid to white supremacy too. So you know, but that's a different story.
And I can't understand how this person over there. I don't understand how a guy, either a black or either a white woman, would want to date anybody that would say, if you know, I like you, I date you because these black women are this or black men are that. If you're gonna date a person, you can't just say I like you because you know I like the person. You know, we communicate, we click, and stuff like that. If you got to tell me you like me because, and then you got to badmouth someone else, that's telling me the only reason you with me is because you don't like somebody. And I don't understand why the women or either the men that are with them cannot see through that. That's what always get me. Why can't the people that they are with cannot see through that? Because I will be offended. If I was with, say, a white guy, and if he told me, you know what, I like because you have so much dozen white women, blah, 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 I would be offended by that because I don't, to me, that would be like I'm his second choice. And I don't understand that. I never have understood that.
My thing is, like I say, you should like a person for a person, and that's it.
Exactly.
That's how I feel about it. You know, you shouldn't be so awful deep. Like Phil, they got some people though. Like I said earlier, like I was thinking about Tay Diggs, and his own mother said that she saw him marrying a white woman even when he was a child because you know she just saw that in him, and like mm-hmm. and that's all he's ever done. It's been white females.
The thing is, don't use them as side pieces. That's what it is. You know what I mean? Like if you go out marry someone, you love them. You know what I mean? If I so, but don't say, oh, I got this woman and I'm better than everybody else. And guess what?
I'm not like that. You like I said, I fight for black people all day long to the end. I will. I love
that's
black.
If they want it.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't got nothing to do with nothing. It's like and like I said, my wife see the issues that go on. My wife see the racism that go on. She could tell you about that stuff, you know. Like how they try to discriminate against her because she speaks Spanish, you know. I mean, like, oh, what are you saying? Let me talk in that language around us and all that kind of stuff. You know that they try to say about Hispanics. My wife gets it too. You know what I'm saying?
Well, she's Latino, right?
Yeah. Uh huh. Yeah.
Hey, but Advice. So before we go, like, did you know, like, there's something to think about that HIV. I'm finding out people. With these government benefits now, that if you're diagnosed with HIV, you get government benefits now. I'm hearing, and no
yeah,
offense.
You do.
Well,
because you can't work, and you have all those expensive medications that you need to take, and sometimes you're so sick with those medications that you have to take that you literally cannot work. So I understand that.
But I mean, but it gives the incentive for people to have free love. I mean, some people have free
love. No, nobody wants to sit there and get AIDS so they can sit around and collect government assistance.
Yeah.
Unless you're stupid.
That if they want to do that, they that's stupid. But you know, we do have some silly people in America that's willing to do some silly stuff like that. So I definitely appreciate everybody joining us for the show tonight. It's been a good discussion, good topic. I like to hear that, especially dude, you know, shout out to the dude that called away from Australia. You know, I mean, he into the 13-year-old girls. I guess more power to him in Australia. I couldn't do it because I can't stand the immature type.
I don't want to meet the booty warrior.
Yeah. In America, you're going to meet the booty warrior. That's America. So, you know.
I got something to tell you, Advisor, when we get off air.
What?
I got something to tell you when we get off of air.
Okay, well, like I said, send me a message. Cause I got to eat. I haven't eaten. My head hurt. Brother hungry. So, you know, I want to thank everybody for joining me on the show this week. We'll be back next week for another show. Make sure you call in, tell your friends and family. And if you like the show, make sure you join us. And also, if you feel like you're led, you know, you can also send a donation to the show as well, or you can go to advisor.com to do that. And that definitely help us, you know, put on more production and everything like that. So, you guys really got anything to say before we leave?
Yeah, all I wanted to say was make sure you check out my site. It's www.gigi-asare.com. And on my site, it has the links to my YouTube, my Twitter, my Facebook, all that. So just make sure you hit me up if you want to get in contact with me.
Okay. Well, most people know where to find me, you know, on YouTube, Bio Show TV. Make sure you subscribe to Ratchet Video Weekly as well. That's my comedy channel. Don't take nothing serious I do there. Okay. I want to make sure I put that out there. And then I have my Bio Show Throwbacks channel. I have my Simpsons Anonymous channel. I got to figure out what I'm going to do there. I got to come up with some more concepts. You can, you know, connect with me on my various facebook.com/TheAdviceShow, Twitter, everything. Now, if you go to my YouTube videos in the description box, I have all my links there. Go to the description box. That's why I took the time to put it there so it can make it easy for you. So you can find me wherever I'm at. So thank everybody once again, and we'll see you next week. I'm going to put up one video up on YouTube today. My time was very tight. You know, I worked all night, had to get some rest, go to the gym, do other stuff for the show. You know how that goes. So check it out, the video about the chick that got the 20 kids and on child number 21. Pretty sure you'd be interested in this. So you already know halfway where I'm going to go with that commentary. So, yeah, and hopefully you enjoy that video because I got a definite name for that chick. So see you next week.
The new Angel Adams, but okay.
Yeah, the new Angel Adams, but that's not the name I called her. But anyway, I'm going to pick you up right now since I end the show. So you see y'all next week.
Wow.